Radio Prague News.
A key figure for the Public Affairs Party currently negotiating on the next government has charged that some civic democrats would prefer a grand coalition with leftist rivals. The well-known actor, theater director and screenwriter Ladislav Smoljak has died. And Czech tennis player Lukáš Lohy and partner Leander Pace of India have lost in the men's doubles final at the French Open. A key figure in the Public Affairs Party, Vít Bárta, currently negotiating on the next government, has suggested some civic democrats would prefer a grand coalition with longtime political rivals, the Social Democrats. He made the statement questioning some civic democrats' aims during a Czech TV debate program on Sunday. Mr. Bárta did not reveal any concrete names, nor did another guest present, Petr Gazdík of Topo 9, also involved in the talks. But Civic Democrat Representative David Vodraška immediately denied the charge, saying he knew of no one in his party who preferred such a scenario. His party leader, Petr Nečas, has been tasked by the country's president to lead talks on the next government. After last weekend's election result, three parties, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, earned a realistic chance of forming a new center-right government, which, if it comes into being, would have an unprecedented majority in the Chamber of Deputies. The theatre director, actor and screenwriter Ladislav Smoljak, who co-founded the famous Žižkov Theatre of Jara Zimmermann, has died at the age of 78. He had been in hospital following a long bout with illness. The news was confirmed by his son as well as by a theatre spokesman on Sunday. Mr. Smoljak was a household name in the Czech Republic for film roles in the 1970s and 80s, as well as for his creative collaboration with writer-director Zdeněk Svěrák. Together, along with Jiří Šebank, they founded and wrote satirical plays for the Žižkov Theatre, based in Prague, focusing on the fictional comic character of Jara Zimmermann, who somehow wound up involved in defining moments in modern history. Around 100 demonstrators protested against Israel on Saturday on Prague's Wenceslas Square, decrying a deadly raid this week by Israeli forces against an aid ship that had sailed in defiance of the country's blockade of Gaza. Nine activists were killed in clashes aboard the Mavi Marmara during a commando strike. Protesters in Prague chanted slogans and carried a black coffin symbolizing the victims. The turnout in the Czech capital was much smaller than in a number of other European cities. In Paris, 5,000, for example, demonstrated. Turning too quickly to sport now, Czech tennis player Lukáš Lohy and doubles partner Leander Pace of India have been defeated in the men's doubles final at the French Open. The duo, who were seeded 3 and were the defending champions from last year, lost in straight sets to Daniil Nestor of Canada and Nenad Zimjonic of Serbia. The final score was 7-5, 6-2. In the match, Nestor and Zimjonic, who were seeded number 2, converted 4 break points and never lost serve. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's all the news for now.